I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States.
March 16, 1968. U.S. Senator Robert Kennedy of New York makes official his entry into the race.
I run because I am convinced that this country is on a perilous course, and because I have such strong feelings about what must be done, and I feel that I'm obliged to do all that I can.
When President Lyndon Johnson announced he would not seek re-election 2 weeks later, Kennedy still faced a challenge for the Democratic nomination in the forms of Eugene McCarthy and Vice President Hubert Humphrey, the latter entering the race after Johnson's departure.
I don't know if it was the thought that he was the only one, but he was definitely one of the people that the American public looked to as someone that was honest and a strong leader and cared about the issues and was on their side.
Andy Barbero is an historian at Pensacola State College and an expert on the 1960s. He says part of RFK's reason for seeking the presidency was, in a way, to pick up where his brother John had left off after he was assassinated in 1963.
I also think that he was haunted by his brother's death. On the night that Martin Luther King Jr. is killed, he actually talks about his brother for really one of the first few times publicly in his death.
I had a member of my family killed. But he was killed by a white man.
He's using his brother's death to relate to Black America at that time.
The Vietnam War and where all candidates stood on it were perhaps the major issues in the 1968 campaign for both Democrats and Republicans. Kennedy called for a negotiated settlement as quickly as possible and for the South Vietnamese people, and them only, to determine that country's future.
Halting the bombing of the North, insisting upon reforms in the South, and pressing for negotiations with all parties looking toward a transfer of the present conflict from the military to the political arena.
Kennedy's remarks came the day after LBJ's announcement not to seek re-election.
In these past 16 days, I have been in 18 states, in Alabama and in Watts, in New York, in Washington, D.C., and in Washington State. I found Americans of all ages and colors and political beliefs deeply desirous of peace in Vietnam and reconciliation at home.
Every president since Truman to Nixon escalated the Vietnam War, and they found themselves kind of in an unwinnable situation.
Once again, Pensacola State's Andy Barbero.
Jack Kennedy had already made inroads into that with the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Bay of Pigs fiasco. So, you know, he, I think, was very susceptible to this notion that you have to be strong on communism. So I don't know if it would have ended any differently or any earlier.
In the early morning hours of June 5, 1968, Kennedy was in Los Angeles, having just taken the June 4th California primary after victories in Indiana, Nebraska, and a same-day win in South Dakota.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
After his remarks, Kennedy attempted to exit the Ambassador Hotel through the kitchen. That's where Sirhan Bashir Sirhan, a Palestinian, was waiting. The 24-year-old believed that he was deliberately betrayed by Kennedy's support for Israel in the Six-Day War in June 1967.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? Senator Kennedy has been shot and possibly shot in the head.
Robert Francis Kennedy died the next day at the age of 42. He was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery, 30 yards from JFK's grave.
To be remembered simply as a good and decent man, who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it.
The youngest brother, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, delivered the eulogy during the funeral mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City.
As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, to those he touched and who sought to touch him, some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Sirhan Sirhan was convicted of murder in 1969 and sentenced to life in prison. Now 74 years old, he's at the Richard J. Donovan Correctional Facility in San Diego County. PSC's Andy Barbero was asked if, a half century later, Robert Kennedy's assassination still has some sort of impact. He says there's some, but wishes there was more.
I wish that more people understood what kind of politician and what kind of human being Robert Kennedy really was, how genuine he was, how caring he was on matters of civil rights and poverty, as well as he was very knowledgeable in foreign affairs. And it shows that he was willing to die for these beliefs as well.
Robert Kennedy's assassination also led to a major policy change at the U.S. Secret Service. Congress ordered that all presidential candidates would henceforth receive protection from that agency. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.